Exodus 3 and verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire. The bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside, see this great sight, which why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse number 4. The Bible says, And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. I'm interested in this phrase. Moses, Moses. I want to preach on this subject for just a minute tonight. God don't beat around the bush. And when he said, Moses, Moses, he wanted his attention. And I've heard my daddy say that a lot of times. He'd be somewhere trying to do business or come in, and mother would ask him, said, Well, did you get anything done today? And he'd say, Well, talk to so-and-so about such and such. Said, Well, what did he say? He said, Well, he never did really say, just kept beating around the bush about it. But I come to tell you about a God tonight that don't beat around the bush. He'll just get right to the point. He'll just say what he's got to say. And that's the reason why that he said to him, Moses, Moses. He wanted his attention. The Lord appeared to Moses at a burning bush. Now, he may not appear to us at a burning bush, but he's got ways to get things across to us to let us know how to carry on his work. But I'll tell you what, the bush never was burnt, and Moses had this in the back of his mind, that if ever bobbled, he had burned his bush again. That's the reason it didn't burn up. And you got a bush in your life that God can burn any time he wants. Any time he wants your attention, all he's got to do is just burn your bush. It is an attention getter. And he can get our attention. I'm hurrying now. But I'm going to blow your boat out the water again tonight. Four things I'm through. I don't know how I've got on these four things. Now, verse number 4. God don't beat around the bush in his call. He don't beat around the bush in his call to salvation. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here am I. And I appreciate what Brother Scott is telling tonight about how that God called him. And he didn't come, but he went home and his parents carried him back. Still had to call. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that when God calls, it's hard. You may go home. You may go to work. You may go to the lake. You may go anywhere, but it's hard to ever get out of the reach of the call of God. When the Holy Ghost is on your trail, you know you lost without God. It'll seem like every bush you walk by, God will call your name. to salvation. Thank God I'm glad he saved old Paul in the dust. And got old Nicky in the dark. That's right. Got the woman at the well in disgrace. Saved her by his amazing grace. From disgrace to grace. So he don't beat around the bush in this thing about salvation. Why? We see the vision of the bush. He said it's a great sight. God, it is a great sight when God sets something afire. Then the voice from a bush is a great sound. He could understand him all right when he said, Moses, Moses. He didn't have to say, huh? Great sound. Now sometimes we act like we don't hear him. For 3 years, when he's calling me to service. Now, Brother Sam is a call to salvation and a call to service. And I didn't want to join the service. I had no intentions of being a preacher. I'd give him a list of names. I said, I don't know how you got me mixed up with all them other boys that knows all about the Bible. They want to preach, and I don't. You got the wrong man. For 3 years I run looking back talking to him. Telling him, I said, God, you just can't be real about this. You got me messed up with somebody else. I said, I got a job. Hello. I found out that's who he calls when it's busy. Yeah, this call, son, I'll tell you, you won't get away from that. He followed me all the way to Arkansas. I'd done everything at the church. Yeah, Bonnie said, I'm glad you surrendered to preach. Said, you about killed me at the church working every Saturday. I thought that would get him off of me. Then I went to teaching Sunday school. I said, this would get him off of me. I was the head of every committee. I thought that would get him. I didn't get him off. Then I went to Saturday with the same group. I said, praise God, this is what he wanted. Son, he got me hemmed up over in Arkansas. Hemmed up. Cut off from everything. God, about the middle of the service, they wasn't nobody there but me and him. Boy, I tell you what, and I ain't went off back down in the back room, got my preacher buddy to go back there with me. And he said, man, I don't know how to help you. He said, I don't know. The Holy Ghost said, I can tell you one thing. He said, you'll give up tonight. If you go back to Mississippi, you'll never know when you get there. I said, well, since you put it that way. I knew then, Moses, Moses. I said, since you know, he wasn't beating around the bush now. No. I give up. I said, don't know nothing about the Bible. I said, but everything I got, here I am, everything I got, lock, stop, everything. I'm giving it all up tonight. I'm giving it all to you tonight. Well, my hand walked back out in the auditorium, told them what had happened, and booked the meeting. Son, it felt like an 18-wheeler got up off of me. I'm saying, God, don't beat around. He don't beat around the bush. He's calling. I watch it. Verse number 10. He don't beat around the bush in his commission. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now, we see here the mission of Moses. And he said, I will send thee. And then verse number 11, Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Said, who do you think I am? Yes, sir. Said, what you talking about? You fish to send me. Yes, said, oh no. He said, well, what am I supposed to tell them? What am I going to tell them? I don't know nothing. And said, what am I going to tell them when I get down there? And he said, I'm going to tell you what to say when you get down there. And so, verse 13 through 17, he told him what to say when he got there. He said, this is what I want you to say. And he said, okay, when I tell them all that, said, who am I going to tell them that sent me? He said, I am that I am. Said, just go down and tell them that I am. Don't go down and tell them that I was. Just tell them that I am. In Mississippi, that means he's God right now. I go down there and tell them that I am. And said, they'll know who. Said, they'll know. And he went down and told them the God of Abraham, Isaac, all of them. And when they met together, and when they heard from God, boy, it's something about when you hear from God. When God calls you, God commissions you, God will tell you what to say when you get there. He will tell you. He'll give you the message to deliver. I'm rushing. Now, verse number 10 again. It's called. It's your mission. But God don't beat around the bush in his claim. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel. Abby, he's got a claim on them. Mm-hmm. You said, well, what you mean? Well, he's got a claim on them. And verse number 12, this claim is with a promise. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. This shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth a people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Now, God sees things different from where he's at. He's telling Moses, go get them. But he's already seeing them out from down there. Mm-hmm. He already sees them over yonder. Here we are, wandering around in our problems tonight and our troubles and a crying and a moaning and taking on because we just see where we are, and there's a God on his throne tonight that already sees us out of this mess and sees us over yonder on the other side. It's a claim with a promise. I kind of like it myself. Thank you. It's a claim with a promise. Now watch it. Not only is it a claim with a promise, but it's a claim with a purpose. Verse number 18. Now watch your Bible. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and I shall come thou and the elders of Israel unto the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Now, this claim is with a promise, but it's also with a purpose. The purpose is that we worship him. Now, they couldn't worship where they were. They couldn't worship, but now. When you are someplace that you can't worship, but you hear from God, when you somewhere that you can't worship God. God, that they've got his feelings hurt so bad. They got him smothered down so bad. You can't worship him. And you hearing from him. Now watch it. Watch it now, Brother Jamie. When you hear from God, you down yonder somewhere where you can't worship, it makes you want to go places. Said, we just want to go right over yonder. Said, I want to go about 3 days from here over yonder where we can worship. Boy, I'm telling you, thank God every time I hear from God, it makes me want to go places. That's a purpose. He said, when God saves you, he puts something in you that makes you want to worship God. If I was somewhere where I couldn't worship God, I'd pack up. I'd get over yonder where I could worship God. That's right. Yeah. T.D. Jakes said, I take my stuff back. I come after my stuff. That's what he said about Jacob, you know. T.D. said, I'm crippled, but I'm coming. I'm dragging, but I'm coming. Sometime we may be dragging a little bit, but thank God I'm glad we hooked up with a God that's going to get us out of this mess. We may come dragging out, but hallelujah, he said. God said, far as I'm concerned, they done a shouting over yonder land of mutiny. The purpose. And his claim. He's got first claim on me. Yeah. It's with a power. Now watch your Bible, verse number 20. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. He done told him one time, he said, he ain't going to let you go. He said, he ain't let you go. But thank God, God wasn't finished yet. But God said this, he said, but when I get through with him, said, see, this wicked outfit thinks that they got a claim on us. They do. They think they got a claim on us and that they got us cut off and got us hemmed up tonight. But I got news for this crowd. When God gets through with them, they're going to be glad to see us go. And he said, it's a claim with power, and it's a claim with peace. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. He said, they're going to finance the trip. That's right. Said it's a paid trip. This getting out of here ain't going to cost us one red. Mm-mm. So they dress it up for the trip. Wow! Said, don't leave this crazy. Son Pharaoh had it. There's frogs in his bed. Yeah. Flies on his burger. Fleas on his beagle.
get through with him. Said he'll be glad to let y'all go over yonder for your worship. Said I'm going to show favor. Said I'm going to give you favor. Well, I'm glad, thank God, that we got favor. We got peace. We got the call, commission, claim. Let me give you this under. Now watch verse number 7. This will help you. God don't beat around the bush in his compassion. Verse number 7. Now watch your Bible. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. And I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. Watch it now. For I know their sorrows. He don't beat around the bush in his compassion. I don't care who tells you that God don't love you. God loves us tonight. He loves you. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Boy, I'm glad he knows where I'm at. He knows where you're at tonight. He knows what's bothering you. He knows what's afflicting you tonight. And he won't beat around the bush about it. Thank God we've got favor in his eyes. And he will see us through. And he said, I've heard their cry. Child of God, you'll never cry that the God of glory don't hear you when you cry. And he said, for I know their sorrows. He knows every sorrow you have tonight. He knows every heartache. He knows all of your troubles. If I didn't believe that God knew all my troubles and heartaches tonight and knew where I was at and he hears me when I cry, I'd close this Bible. I'd go roll up my water hose. I'd go home and I'd park it. And I said, well, God, if that's the way you are, I've been 30 years on the road. I said, if that's the way you are, I'm a shutting her down. But he's tone of voice to Moses. Moses! Moses! He said, I ain't beating around the bush, and you're in a no parking zone. He knows where you are. He knows every need. He knows everything about you tonight. And just as sure as God said it, in Genesis, in the creation, God saw what he said. He said it in one verse, and he saw it in the next. Said it and saw it. Sam, he ain't never said nothing he hadn't seen.